Longtime Houston firefighter Roland Chavez is set to retire from the force this summer, but he announced that he'd like to continue his public service as a candidate for the at-large city council position being vacated by the term-limited Melissa Noriega.
I think I have an advantage. You know, I was a lobbyist, strictly for firefighter issues, and I had a good rapport with a lot of elected officials. I'm a good communicator, and I do believe that though there'll be some disagreements that we'll have, but I've never been one to have that argument in the public. And so that's why I feel very comfortable with this.
There are 8 other candidates running for position 3, including bail bondsman and political activist Michael Kubash, one of the brothers who rid Houston of red light cameras. He threw his hat in the ring last month.
My name recognition is so high. The citizens already have a candidate in me that has already proven what I'll do. And the rest of them, you're just speculative of how they'll sit in the seat. But I've already proven myself to the citizens that I will stand for them. I'll do what's right. And I'll represent this city as best I can on city council.
Nancy Sims is a political analyst who's taking a tally of candidates filing for office, including mayor.
She's drawn a serious opponent in former city attorney Ben Hall. So even though she is eligible to run one more time, it looks like that'll be a competitive race this fall.
And unlike mayor, council at-large position 3 is up for grabs with no incumbent.
What I think is really fascinating about this race is that the candidates look like Houston. We've got an announced African-American, an announced Latino, an announced Asian. We've got conservative Republican candidates, an openly gay candidate, you know, so it's a fascinating field that's running for that position.
2 other council races, D and I, are open because the incumbents are term limited. And while it may seem a little early for the general public, Sim says it's a building process for candidates seeking endorsements and financial support. She says it will cost between $1 and $300,000 to mount a successful race for council. Pat Hernandez, KUHF News.